Now will you notice, she's gone into this field, and notice what happens, verse 4. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem. See, he wasn't even in the field when Ruth entered. She didn't know him, didn't even know whose field it was. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Isn't that lovely? This is capital. Capital says, the Lord be with you. And labor says, the Lord bless thee. Why, it sounds like one of the labor leaders speaking to the president of General Motors, does it not? May I say, they don't greet each other like this today. I understand quite a bit of swearing goes on both sides and a great deal of cursing. But you see, they were crude way back in these days. They weren't civilized like we are today. But isn't this lovely? Boaz says, the Lord be with you. He's speaking to his laborers, those that work for him. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. This is good capital labor relations, by the way. Management and labor apparently were getting along in that day. They weren't civilized like we are, of course. Now will you notice, verse 5, then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? Now he came into his field later on, and there were people gleaning, there were his laborers. He didn't know these people gleaning. They were the poor people, strangers. So he goes to his laborers, and he speaks to them. He says, the Lord be with you. And they say, the Lord bless you. What a greeting. And then he looks over this crowd that are gleaning in his field. And he noticed, I guess, that day, there were quite a few of them were there. And then all of a sudden, he sees her. It's Ruth. He sees her. And what happens? Well, our translation says, whose damsel is this? May I say to you, friends, that that's very stilted Elizabethan English. That's really not what he said. Now, I've had one or two Hebrew professors that faint when I give this translation, but I want to say this is closer to it than the translation we got. Here is what he said. My friend, that was a Hebrew wolf call, if you want to call it that. You know what's happened? Whose damsel is this? Oh, he says, who is she? Why have I met her before? And he was, I think, the most acceptable bachelor in Bethlehem. All the mothers had given tea to invited him, and he just hadn't taken the bait. Now, here is a girl that comes in his field, a Moabitish girl. He doesn't know who she is. There she is. And this is love at first sight. Now, somebody's going to say to me, Pastor McGee, do you believe in love at first sight? I sure do. I proposed to my wife the second date that we ever had. I took her out to a little park by the Santa Fe track and the highway from Fort Worth to Cleburne, Texas, and I drove in there on my second date, and I proposed to her, and there was a lovely Texas moon that night. I thought that was it. And friends, you know the reason I didn't propose to her the first night? I just didn't want her to think I was in too big a hurry. I waited, you see, and that was the next night. And I believe in love at first sight, but don't get any wrong ideas. We waited a year before we got married for the very simple reason we wanted to make sure that it was real, and it was, and we've been married a long time now. And she's still as sweet as she was when I married her as a young girl. May I say to you, friends, that this is love at first sight. And you're going to see this man's really in love with this girl.